call comes from John 4:23 through 24. The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's pray. Our Father, holy is your name. Yahweh our God, be with us as thou was with our fathers. Leave us not, nor forsake us. Incline our hearts unto you, to walk in all your ways, to keep your commandments and your statutes and your judgments, which thou hast commanded our fathers. Amen. That's Psalm 105. It's a psalm of praise today.
Alleluia. Give thanks to God. On his name his deeds make known. Sing unto
Well, you can take that psalm two different ways. It can either be about those who were born in Jerusalem, or it can be about those who are born again. So, depends on how you take the psalm. Very interesting psalm. Let's go to our readings. We've got Numbers 1 and Luke 14. This will be our first reading in the book of Numbers. We've got through all of Leviticus. And interestingly enough, last new moon, we just read this, so it should be fairly familiar to us. I'm just going to read 1 through 19, Numbers 1 through 19. And after that, we'll go to Luke 14, 16 through 35 to hear the gospel. Numbers 1. Verse 1, and I'll read through 19, and if you would, when we get to verse 5, you can allow me to read all of the names of the Hebrew people so that we don't do the usual congregational trip over Hebrew words, so we'll do that. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying,
Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the numbers of their names, every male by their poles.
From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies.
And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers.
And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of the tribe of Reuben, Elisur, the son of Shedur. Of Simeon, Shalumiel, the son of Zerahshaiadah. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nethaneel, the son of Zur, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amahud, and Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Padurah-Zur, of Benjamin, Abadan, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahizor, the son of Amashadiah, of Asher, Pegiel, the son of Ochran, of Gad, Elisaph, the son of Duel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Anan.
These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands of Israel.
And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names.
And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old upward by their poles.
As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Go to the book of Luke 14. Brother Christian will read us from 16 to 35. If he's willing.
Okay. Luke chapter 14, 16 through 35. Then he said unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sits not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Well, very much the message that I've got lined up for today was something I have been meditating on for actually a few weeks now. And it was something that came to me, and then as I was studying to put it together, I came across what we just read out of Luke, and I had it actually as part of the message. And then when it came up in the rotation of reading, I realized that it was absolutely something that we needed to discuss and to study, because it was obviously something being endorsed in that way. So I felt like it was good and propitious to do so. So if you have in your Bible, we're going to go to John chapter 6. I'm just going to read a section out of it and tie this together, and I may make this for a two-week message. We'll see how it goes. I've got quite a bit to share on the subject, and I think it's very worthwhile to consider. Confessional that we're going to read out of our Bible, and then we'll keep this around for the apostles. We go to 2 Timothy 3, which corresponds to what we read. Yeah. 2 Timothy 3. Let's read 16 and 17 together. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's what we believe about the Bible. Why don't we stand and sing Psalm 9, and then we'll go directly over to Psalm 25 after that. We'll grab our Bible. Psalm 9, we'll just sing A. Mm-hmm.
praise with all my heart, thy wonders all proclaim. In thee most high I'll greatly joy and sing unto thy name. When back my foes were turned, they fell and perished at thy side. For thou maintained my right and cause on thrones that's judging right. The heathen thou rebuked hast the wicked overthrown. Thou hast put out their names that they may never more be known. O enemy, now destructions have an perpetual. Thou cities raised perish with them, is their memorial. God shall endure for a he doth for judgment set his throne. In righteousness to judge the world, justice to give each one. God also will a refuge be for those that are oppressed. A refuge will he be in times of trouble to distress. And they that know thy name in thee, their confidence will place. For thou hast not forsaken them that truly seek thy face. And they that know thy name in thee, their confidence will place. For thou hast not forsaken them that truly seek thy face.
In Psalm 25, we're going to use this a little bit differently. Rather than go into the Bible, I figured we can just go right out of Psalm 25. No. First two lines, I'll read to you, and then the last two lines out of the first part we'll sing together. To thee I lift up my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor foes triumph over me. Let none that wait on thee be put to shame at all. But those that without cause transgress, let shame upon them fall. Show me thy ways, O Lord, thy paths, O teach thou me, and do thou lead me in thy truth. Therein my teacher be. For thou art God that dost to me salvation send, and I upon thee all the day expecting to attend. Let's sing.
I pray thee to remember, and loving kindness said for they have been of old forever. My sins and faults of youth do thou, O Lord, forget. Think on me, and for thy goodness grace. God good and upright is, the way he'll sinners show. The meek in judgment he will guide, and make his path to know. The whole paths of the Lord are truth and mercy sure. To those that do his covenant keep and testimony sure.
Listen to the last line here as you remember why God forgives our sins. Now for his own name's sake, we entreat, Lord, to pardon our iniquities, for it is very great. For what man is he that fears the Lord and does him serve, him whom he shall teach the way that he shall choose and shall observe. This is the Apostles' Creed. It's pretty simple, straightforward biblical doctrine. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy called out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Dear God, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. Thank you for the Sabbath today, Lord, and the blessed fourth commandment. Please help us to remember to keep the Sabbath, God, and to treasure it in our hearts, and to take also that commandment of working 6 days seriously, and help us not to be lazy, but to work hard. But then when we need rest, Lord, help us to also just relax and have a good time, and also take the commandments of convocation very seriously, God. And, Lord, I just continue to ask you to help us to be good Christians, to love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. I ask that you would give us wisdom in all areas of life, God, that we need. Increase our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And, Lord, I just thank you for who you are. You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And your Son has overcome the world and is now ruling and reigning. So please help us to take that by faith and be good Christian overcomers. Bless this food that we're about to eat, Lord, the fruit of the earth. Thank you for it so much, Father. And thank you for the many things that you just blessed.